You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The Lower American River spans 23 miles from downtown Sacramento to Folsom Lake and is a federally designated wild and scenic river from the confluence with the Sacramento River to Nimbus Dam. It is a special part to the city and to the county. The Lower American River is the most heavily used recreation river in the state, in California, and for good reason, from kayaking to rafting, cycling, running, or just taking a leisure stroll, perhaps with a camera in tow, this stretch of the American River is a nearby escape from city life with a wildlife community that includes bald eagles, steelhead trout and salmon, deer, and river otters, of course. And there are many entry points across Sacramento County, so it can take time to know which ones best suit your needs. But someone has made that journey easier and more accessible, creating a trail guide to the Lower American River. Ashley Langdon is the author of Mildly Scenic, a trail guide to Sacramento's Lower American Trails, which will be released on Tuesday, May 14th, and Ashley joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
This is so exciting. So I want to just start off with you, and when you fell in love with the Lower American River, what was your first experience like?
You know, when we moved here about 10 years ago, we started exploring the river, and it was not until the pandemic hit that I really dived into figuring out the trails along the river with my two small boys at the time. They're ages 3 and 5, and they were so active, and I had to get them out of the house during the pandemic. And so I took them to the river, and every day we would go out and find another delightful surprise.
Yeah. What are your favorite spots, and do they change throughout the year?
They definitely change throughout the year, but it's hard to choose a single one. But boy, I love, like right now the wildflowers are out, and it's incredible at Sailor Bar. It's incredible at Riverbend Park. I have some favorite trails with my kids in front of Rio Americano High School, you know, by Jacob Lane and Harrington Way. And if I'm looking for good sand, I might take my kids to Paradise Beach or Sarah Court. There's so many great choices.
I mean, millions of people enjoy the Lower American River each year. But if it is someone's first time, how do you recommend they experience it? Because it can be a little overwhelming. It's 23 miles. There are lots of entry points.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly why I bought this book. I think, you know, this is the guide that I wanted at my disposal in 2020. When I am in a new place, I'm from a family of travelers, international travels even, and the first thing we do is grab a guide to try and figure out kind of the lay of the land and the top five, you know, places that we should visit if we have only a week to be somewhere. And so I've spelled that out in the book, really. And so I would say, you know, grab the book and see what grabs you. And, you know, there's if what you're looking for is something close to the parking lot, I have so many adventures that are within a half mile.
That's great. And you love the outdoors. I mean, you are adventurous. What stands out to you about the Lower American River compared to, you know, other places that you visited and traveled to?
The proximity to the city of Sacramento, and then the juxtaposition with just how wild it can feel when you get out there. I think that's what really struck me when I first started exploring the river with my kids. I mean, we could be home in 20 minutes mm-hmm. if somebody, you know, had a meltdown or we needed to get a snack or it was nap time or whatever. I mean, we could be out of there very quickly. But also in the same adventure, we're seeing river otters and, you know, sea lions. And this morning I saw a coyote, you know, and bunnies and baby ducks. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. And I think it can be easy to take for granted because often when I think about doing an outdoor trip, it usually involves a drive that is hours long. And there's a cost component to that as well as a time component. But as you just laid out, it can be a 15, 20 minute drive away. You can do it for, I don't know, 30 minutes, you know, in the morning before you get on with the rest of your day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's something I think that I'm really trying to get across with the Mildly Scenic is just you don't have to carve out an entire, you know, Saturday or even vacation time to go somewhere far. You can build it into before work or after school. And that's and you can have it all.
Yeah. So what prompted you to write this book? Was there a certain moment during the pandemic or within the last 4 years where you're like, I got to get this on paper?
I think, you know, when I first started exploring with the kids, we were in survival mode. But a couple years into it, sharing my experiences with my peers and my friends around me, there was this a continual sort of response I was getting of like head scratching, like, where are you going and how did you get there? And I found it just sort of unbelievable that even my friends who had grown up in Sacramento really didn't understand kind of the breadth of what was available along the river. And so one day I wandered into the East Village bookshop and asked the owner, Sabrina, if there was a guide out there that I just hadn't seen. And she said, no, and you should write it. So
I find that so surprising because, like I said, like several million people experience the Lower American River Parkway each year. And the fact that a light bulb didn't go off to make something like this that resembles what you created, I wonder, since you actually did it, this was your pursuit, you overcame any challenges, you also learned a lot, I would imagine, along the way. Why do you think it's taken this long?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think there's a lot of, there are a lot of trails out there, and not all of them are marked or stewarded. You know, I found, well into my research on the book, I found something that surprised me so much, which is that although the County Parks and Rec, you know, take great care of the paved bike path, which is well known, the dirt trails that are out there, even the multi-use one that has signs here and there, is not overseen by them. It's actually overseen by the volunteers at American River Parkway Foundation. And so it's entirely volunteer-based. So I just think, I mean, in my own feeling is that it's a little bit of, you know, lack of funding and lack of awareness, and both of them kind of go back and forth.
Where did the name come from, Mildly Scenic?
Yeah, I was having fun, you know, just not taking myself too seriously. And when I discovered that the river is a wild and scenic river, as you mentioned, I also was amazed that that's not something I knew coming into Sacramento, you know, a decade ago. We call it the Farm to Fork Capital, or the City of Trees. And I found it amazing that we were sitting, you know, a couple miles. My house is a couple miles from a wild and scenic river, and I didn't know that. And so I wanted to build that into the book, and I think just the idea that so it's a play on words, mildly scenic and wild and scenic. And I think just the delightful discoveries, it is just a surprise every time. I think it's kind of, you think it's mildly scenic, and then to be honest, I find it incredibly scenic.
Was it challenging to put this together?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I did it one step at a time. It took me about a year to write the book, the words, organize the chapters, just figure out the 18 different access points that I was going to highlight in 18 chapters. I hired a graphic designer, Greg Traverso. He's the genius behind that really clever logo and the book cover design. That's great. And he and I worked together for another year or so until we kind of realized we need to get a little bit more expertise behind the maps, because I wanted them to be accurate. And quite frankly, some of those trails, a lot of those trails have never been on a map before. So that's when we reached out to Sac State.
Oh, awesome. So the university played a role.
Yes. So in the fall, last fall, I reached out to Sac State and see if in the geography department, just to see if they would, you know, could recommend somebody that I might talk to help me with the GIS mapping. And they were so excited. I got an immediate response from the department head. So I went in the next day and we talked about Mildly Scenic, and they assigned the project of the 18 maps to their fall upper division GIS course.
Wonderful. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we are talking with Ashley Langdon, the author of Mildly Scenic, a trail guide to Sacramento's Lower American Trails, which will be released on Tuesday, May 14th. You said there's 18 chapters, so I want to dive into the book, help people visualize what they're going to experience. How many adventures and trails and entry points are there?
Well, there's about 70 adventures total. Within each of the 18 chapters, I've chosen, you know, a couple beaches that are within a half mile of the car. And by beach, it might be sandy, it could be rocky, it could be a clay bank, it could be a bluff, somewhere you might throw down a picnic blanket and have an afternoon. And then also, I included a couple 4 to 6 mile loops or out and back adventures. So I'm a trail runner myself, but it doesn't have to be run. It could be walked. It could be connected between, you know, you could add a few together and string up to, you know, 18 miles if you want, if you wanted to.
I think people can also forget, I know I'm speaking for myself too, that there's a lot of different landscapes along the lower American River. Help us visualize the different terrain that you cover.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts about showing this in the book. From the bottom of the river, chapter one is at Discovery Park, and you know, there's grape and there's vine, and it can be marshy. There's great sand downriver from Watt. And so if you're looking for sand, you're going to want to probably be on that downriver. In the middle of the river, there's these clay banks that are kind of feel like you're on Mars, like if you're at El Manto, for example. And they're great for perching up on top of. Some have deep pools underneath, and if you're a good swimmer, you could jump off of them in the summer. It's really fun. But then also there's these rocky washes, you know, where you could skip stones. And so I would say there's open skies, there's wooded forests of oak trees. And then when you get all the way up to the top of the river, I included Lake Natoma because a lot of us Sacramentans consider that to be part of the river. And that's when you find the pine trees, and it starts to smell different. The granite feels different underneath your feet. So there's a lot to explore.
And there's seasonal tips as well.
Yes. So right now is wildflower season, and there's some incredible wildflowers, especially in the open skies and the kind of rocky washes. The lupin is, you know, everywhere right now. The salmon run is in the fall and the winter. And if you haven't seen the salmon come up every year, it's so exciting. They're huge and they're beautiful and they're leaping and thrashing out of the water, and it's really a sight to behold. And I have a special section in my book dedicated just to the salmon. But yeah, the fall leaves, the swimming adventures, the wading adventures. I outline in my book, you know, whether it's good for wading or swimming, whether the water is moving fast or slow in that particular area, and also whether I recommend it on a high river day or a low river day, because there's so many factors to take into account as you're looking at.
Absolutely.
The river.
And I love that you have a lot of 101s for people, depending on, you know, whether they're going to have a family, the time of year, what they're looking for. I mean, you have distance, parking, sun exposure in that area. You mentioned river flows, the trail type, and even if it's dog friendly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's so many different factors. I mean, in some ways, I think about it like if you were to invite your friend to your favorite city and you only had one day, how could you possibly see all the great neighborhoods and sample all the great restaurants and, you know, feel all the great parks, you know, in just one day? And so that's really how I feel about the river, which is why I wrote this book.
Has the community, Sacramentans, have they already embraced mildly scenic?
Big time. I mean, I that's one of the coolest parts about writing this book right now is you know, there are many Sacramentans who have personal memories and relationships to the river, and some, you know, in specific, you know, stretches. And I get to hear those stories. I mean, there's two Sac State classes actually that have taken on Mildly Scenic as a part of their studies. There's, you know, artists who have been inspired to paint. I think in conjunction with what I'm putting out there, which is very thrilling. So yeah, just a whole lot of really good, feel-good experiences.
And I love the website also, because there's also some really useful information as well. So it's not just having the book. You can interact online as well. And there's even swag.
Yes. So I love this logo so much, the Mildly Scenic logo that Greg Traverso created for me. It's when you look at the cover of the book, the Y is the river, is the American River. And so he's incorporated that into Mildly Scenic. It's really fun. And so I basically put it on anything, T-shirts and bags and stickers and hats. And so, yeah, I think it's really fun to play with.
Yeah, it's the word mildly is going along the American River and, of course, ending where the Y is. It's very creative and also vibrant, and it's just a fun logo for something that is very fun, which is experiencing the lower American River. Where can people buy the book?
Anywhere books are sold. Also, you can go to my website, which is mildlyscenic.com.
Did you have a literary background? I mean, you were writing this. Also, there's a lot of research as well. You had to partner with geologists, understandably so. Yeah, I mean, what a book. I mean, have you done something like this before?
I haven't. No, I mean, my background, I studied ecology in college. I spent probably 15 to almost 20 years leading international trips and outdoor trips, you know, backpacking and kayaking trips throughout, you know, all my 20s and most of my 30s. So I guess you could say the idea of exploring and then wanting to share is sort of baked into the way I have always been. But as far as writing, I enjoy the process of writing a lot. And but I'm also, you know, the whole reason the book has come to be is because I love being outside.
So now that it is going to be released, is this it, or is this inspiring other editions, perhaps?
Well, I definitely want to, you know, revel in the moment right now, and but I have a lot more ideas. I do.
Finally, Ashley, I mean, you already had a love and appreciation for the Lower American River. That's what sparked this book. But how did this whole process over the last couple years deepen that understanding and appreciation for yourself?
That's a great question. I think, you know, because it was born out of just trying to survive as a parent. And like I had said earlier, my kids are just super active. And it's been just a blessing kind of to look back on all those wonderful days on the river, but they were also really hard days in general for all of us in the pandemic. And to be able to kind of create something out of that experience that is, I just feel really special. I also think to make it another answer to that, I don't know what has driven me to write this book so thoroughly. I mean, it's a lot of work, and I've spent all my waking hours and a lot of my sleeping hours thinking about it and really wanting to get all the details right and wanting to explore every single nook and cranny along the river and include all the best things. And I, in a way, I'm also kind of, I'm not sure why I wanted to do it so much, but I'm just driven, and I'm so excited to have it out in the world now.
Well, I'm happy you had that spark and that you stuck with it, Ashley.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Ashley Langdon is the author of Mildly Scenic, a trail guide to Sacramento's Lower American Trails, which will be released on Tuesday, May 14th. Still ahead, two familiar voices on Cap Radio Music will be performing a special event across from the state capitol. We'll learn about Music at Noon, which is celebrating its 1,000th performance. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.